was talking about books today and your favourite books, either as a child or now, your favourite book of all time. People are reading more in 2012, by all accounts. And on the phone now, we have a Kent writer, also a Kent blogger for Kent Life magazine. It's T. Thuray.
T, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Pat.
How nice to talk to you. How long have you been writing and blogging, then?
I've been writing really all my life. But 9 years ago, I started my first novel. Took me a long time to write. And I've been blogging for about a year.
OK, so tell us about that first novel. What prompted you to put pen to paper? Because it is an incredibly... You have to be so committed and devoted to even start a novel, don't you? Let alone finish it and publish it.
Well, you do. I think you have to wait for the right moment and the right inspiration. The inspiration came from my husband, who's Sri Lankan, who told me some amazing stories about his extended family and about what was happening in Sri Lanka in the 1950s. And I just started researching and getting ideas and looking at photographs. And the plot kind of started to evolve. I just started writing notes down on the train. And the plot started to evolve from there over quite a long period of time.
And where did the characters come from?
Initially, the idea for the two main characters came from a family story which happened quite a long time ago. It was a scandal within the family about a married woman who fell in love with a much younger man. And they had this extraordinary love affair really in the heart of the family. So it was a bit like, you know, having an affair in the middle of a pressure cooker with all these people around you and trying to keep that kind of relationship quiet and secret. And I got some very old photographs of these people, and I was fascinated because I thought, you know, how did this actually evolve and what were the pressures on all the people involved in it? And it was just sort of through thinking it through that I got the beginning of a plot, but it became much bigger than that after, you know, quite shortly after that I brought in a lot of other characters that were completely fictional, and it moved on from there, really.
And when it was eventually published, how was it received?
Well, very well, actually. And one of the biggest compliments, oddly enough, were from Sri Lankan contacts of my husband, who read the book and phoned him up and said, "Your wife can't possibly have written that. She's not Sri Lankan. We're sure that you did it." And at first, I was kind of insulted. And,
yes.
And 30 seconds later, I thought, my God, that is the biggest compliment anybody could have paid me, because if I can convince Sri Lankans with a kind of authentic feel about the book, then I've got it right.
What's the title? I mean, is it still available for us to read?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's called The Devil Dancers, and it's available in paperback and as an e-book. So it's available in all sorts of versions, and I've got a website which called thedevildancers.com, which gives all the information about how to find it, and a synopsis of the book, and some historical research, which I couldn't get into the book, but which was really almost another story in itself.
I bet. Are you working on another story? Did its success prompt you to start a second novel?
A second novel. I'm halfway through it, but I had to put that on the back burner while I promote this one, because it's only fairly recently out, which takes place in the UK in World War II, which is a completely different scenario. And also some short stories based on Kentish history. I've just started one of those at the moment, so that's kind of quite interesting. And that's from the Middle Ages, so hopping around lots of areas of history.
All right, I like the pun. And also, add to this, you're blogging, aren't you, on a fairly regular basis, once a month or so, for Kent Life?
Yes, I am. And Kent, that's really where one of the short stories, a couple of short stories actually, have come from, because we've got such a fantastic tradition in Kent of lots of history and interesting things going on. And as soon as you start digging a bit deeper, you find all of this wonderful material. And it gives you material for other things as well. You know, you can work your ideas out in a blog, and your research turns up additional material. So I really recommend that to anybody who's interested in embarking on any kind of writing career.
And what do you write about in your blog? Because it's billed as Ramblings from a Kentish Maid, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. Well, it's a bit of everything, to be quite honest. Some of it has a Sri Lankan context. I put authentic curry powder recipes and Sri Lankan Christmas cake recipe up there, but Kentish history as well. There's a story related to Leeds Castle. There's another story about a 17th century baker from Folkestone who on his first trip up to London got a bit carried away and woke up in the morning to find that he'd been relieved of his breeches and most of his other clothes by a lady of ill repute who rushed off to the market and sold all his clothes off cheap.
Nowadays, they'd put them on eBay, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
It sounds great. If people would like to read what you do, I mean, as you mentioned, the website, thedevildancers.com, has got all the details on your historical novel, but the new edition of Kent Life is out today, I think, isn't it?
It is, the September edition, and it's got a feature by another Kent Life blogger who has now become a journalist for Kent Life, Rachel Hale, and she's written an article on six Kentish writers, including me, and all of them are giving tips to people coming along who want to write, telling them, you know, what their best tips are for writing. So that's out this week, the new September edition of Kent Life. And you can find a lot of information. The blogs you can find on the Kent Life online edition, which is kent.greatbritishlife.co.uk.
All right, really good to talk to you, T. I hope we speak again, and thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
I really enjoyed it. Thank
Cheers.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.